Oh, didn't make the cut, did you? It's very hard for any man to make the cut as vice principal here. But I guess Mrs. Schultz, the principal, explained that to you already, didn't she? And gave you your walking papers? I guess I should feel a little guilty. I think my very short skirt and very tight uniform top was really distracting for you, wasn't it? Oh, don't give me that. I saw you tuck your chair under the desk. Mrs. Schultz did, too. She's not a stupid woman. She doesn't hire male vice principals on the whole, but it would be sexist not for her to grant you an interview. And if I just happened to walk by and drop my pencil and bent over to pick it up, she was waiting for your reaction. Well, of course it was a setup. We can't have pervs becoming vice principal of an all-girls Catholic school. Oh, what are you doing? Let me up! You can't just push me down over the trunk of your car like this. What is wrong with you? Punish me? Oh, you've got to be kidding. You really think I'm a student here? I mean, I know I look young and hot, but we wouldn't put our students around a perv like you. Ah, get off of me, asshole. You just don't get it, do you? I'm a fellow teacher. I just happen to have the best body out of all the staff members. The biggest tits and the sexiest ass. When I put on one of the uniforms from the Lost and Found, well, potential vice president candidates like you just can't resist because you're so weak and gullible. God, let go of my hair. What the hell? You cannot punish me. I'm not a student. Besides, punishing a student like this would get you fired, you fucker. Well, I didn't make you lose your job. You're stupid dick did. You just couldn't resist a young girl in a short skirt with these stockings, could you, perv? Oh, you didn't know that at the time, did you? You thought I was a student, getting your cock hard under the desk? That's reprehensible. Tricking you isn't the same thing. My hair! I'm just trying to protect our girls from the likes of you. God, just look at you. You can't even contain yourself right now. Oh, God. Really? You think I do this for the fun of it? To rile pervs like you up and get your dicks hard? I'm not a cock tease. What do you mean? Well, what sort of impression would I make if I picked a longer skirt or wore pants? The whole idea is to show how weak you are. And you were weak, weren't you? God, ow. No, I guess you're not weak right now. You're pretty strong. I'm actually impressed. You're one of the better candidates we had, after all. Oh, definitely one of the bigger ones. Don't think I didn't take a little peek at that growing bulge before you slipped your chair under the desk. No, it's not because I'm a cock tease. It's my job. God, you could have had a job if you could control that dick of yours. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that dick that you're pressing up against my short skirt right now. Fuck your heart again. See, you are a perv. It's no wonder Mrs. Schultz wouldn't hire you. What do you mean? She offered you the job. That's bullshit. She would have told me. Oh, God. Besides, why would you come all the way here for an interview and then turn down the job? My fault? What did I do? Of course I can feel that. It's so fucking hard. I didn't mean for it to last this long. I didn't realize I looked that good in this uniform. I never did get to wear a uniform in high school, so I guess I'm just kind of reliving the moment when I get to tease all the potential candidates. But it's protecting you, too. Can you imagine the trouble you could get into if something inappropriate were to happen with a student? What? What do you mean, what about with a teacher? Well, technically there is a no fraternization amongst staff policy, but our librarian and history teacher are married, so I'm sure they fuck every once in a while. God, what sort of question is that? Do I like to fuck? I'll just answer it. That's none of your goddamn business. I did not make you lose your job! For the last time, your fucking dick did that. Your big, hard dick. I do not sound turned on. Oh, you really can't think properly with all the blood going from your brain to your dick, can you? You men and those cocks. You really are led around by those things. Oh, I bet you were waiting out here for me, too. Keeping your cock hard. Waiting for the sexy little student to come out with the short skirt and stockings and the big tits. Oh, but I'm not a student, am I? Does that turn you off? You'd rather I was a young girl at the school? Oh, fuck. Really, what are you gonna do with my dirty mouth? Gonna get me in trouble? Oh, big bad principal wannabe gonna get me? You can't smack my... it's not allowed! It's not approved! Okay. Okay. Fine. Fine. I was teasing you on purpose. You are better than most, maybe. You did turn the job down after all, knowing you wouldn't be able to resist... You can't resist me, can you? Even now, I bet your cock's leaking in your pants. Just thinking about getting it inside me. Oh, and if you were to do that, stick your dick up inside me right here, bent over your car in the parking lot. Oh, that would just prove what a perv you really are deep down. You might have turned down the job, but you can't resist me, can you? Oh, what if I were to flip my skirt up at the back like this and... Well, I had to wear these full pantyhose because there weren't any in the lost and found. This is the best I could do. Can't really get to my pussy like this, can you? Oh my god! You just ripped my stockings! Why is my pussy wet? You shouldn't be feeling my pussy, perv. Oh god. I'm not going to admit that I just like teasing your cock. Oh, fuck, are you unzipping? You really are taking it out right here in the parking lot. Oh, no, there's no one really here after hours, except a caretaker, and I could really scream for help if I really wanted it. Oh, fuck, I want it. Oh, you know what I want. That's not the fucking caretaker's hub I want. I don't want to be saved. I want to be fucked. I want to be fucked hard. I want to be fucked. I want to be fucked. Oh, God, that's what you wanted, isn't it? Tight pussy. Fuck. Yeah, these big tits, you want to rip them out of this shirt? Oh, God, yeah, don't worry about the buttons. Oh, I don't care if they pop off. Just, yeah, get my tits out. Oh, God. Oh, it's actually a shame. You won't be working here. Fuck. Oh, we need a dick like this around. Oh, at least I do. Give me such a stress relief at the end of a day with all these little bitchy girls in their uniform. Ugh, the bratty, stuck-up little bitches. Don't even know how lucky they have it at this private school. Oh, God, I'm not a bitch. I just might be a little bit of a cock tease, but only a cock seems to like it, doesn't it? Oh, fuck you, harder. Yeah. You mad at me because you didn't get this job? Show me. Show me what a bitch I've been. Teasing your cock and making you quit before you could even start. Yeah, like that. Deep. Oh, God, nothing this good ever happens in this place. Oh, finally, we've got someone with some balls and we couldn't even hire them. Oh, big fucking balls. Full balls. Oh, God, tell me they're full of cum. Oh, tell me you're not gonna pull out. Yeah, you're just gonna shove all that cum deep in my cunt. Oh, oh, that's what I want. Yes, I'm a little fucking dirty whore for your cock. Cock tease for it. A little cum dump for that cum. Give it to me. Yes, I'll beg for it. I'll beg for it, please. Please, fucking come in me. Yes. Ah, oh, harder. Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, God, I'm coming. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Oh, God. Yes. Yes. Ah. Might have if you were my boss, but you didn't make the cut, remember? Ah! What do you mean you did? You took the job, but you said... What? Mrs. Schultz told you I wasn't a student. You knew? You bastard! You just wanted to make me admit what I'd done. Oh, God, admit that I was... Cock tease. Oh, God, don't rub your cock there. Oh, my pussy's so sensitive. Oh, oh, your cock is so good. Oh, God, you know it is. You can feel what you're doing to my pussy, you bastard. Ah! I mean, sir. Oh, yes. Sir, I guess I should show some respect to my new superior. Yes, do whatever you say. Spread my legs open again. No, I don't think that's appropriate now that you're my boss. Oh, God, how are you so hard? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yes, I promise. Oh, we'll have a very good working relationship now that you're my superior. Fuck me. Just fuck me. Just shut up and fuck me again. Fuck me again. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, yes. Don't stop. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, God. God, fuck. Oh, my cock is so good. Oh, my God. More cum. So much more cum in my pussy. Oh, God. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, that's the caretaker. We have to be quiet. Because you don't want him to hear that something's happening out here and then go looking at the security footage, do you? God, you just got hired. You don't want to get fired after not even one full day on the job. Well, maybe I've changed my mind about you. You certainly do seem to have the qualifications to be my superior. Oh, you're gonna work me really hard for trying to get you in trouble this first day, aren't you, sir? Oh, well, you can do your worst, sir. Actually, I fucking dare you to.